Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we have an all-star power pundit panel with Lisa Caffarata, Mary Lau, and Marsha Birkbegler. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this the morning after the election, and we have two great power pundit panels over the next two shows, and we're thrilled. Lisa Caffarata is here. She's the principal with Caffarata & Company. Mary Lau, president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, and Marsha Birkbeler is the Washoe County Commissioner. Let's start with you, Marsha. Your biggest surprise from last night.
Heller lost. I really thought he'd pull it out. And that was a big surprise, but I'm not necessarily surprised about control of both of Congress going to Democrats. I expected that to happen. I'm thrilled that Republicans kept the federal Senate. I wish I could say the same for Nevada, because I'm a little concerned about having three Democrat-controlled entities in Nevada.
What do you think it's going to mean, the loss of Dean Heller, in terms of his longevity, his seniority?
Well, I think we are now we're dealing with what I would consider a very weak congressional delegation now, and not because they aren't all qualified or capable of doing the job. They just are young. They are young, not necessarily age-wise, but young in the process. And it was something for us to lose Harry Reid after all the years we had to have Harry Reid representing the state of Nevada. But at least then we had Dean Heller, who was really in there representing us. Now what do we have? And I think that is dangerous for us. I think, for instance, Washoe County has been working on a lands bill, as you know. I think that's off the table. I don't see that happening at all now. And I don't see it happening because I think our two senators are not Northern Nevada centric, and they don't know the issues or understand the issues necessarily in Nevada, and they're not all that accessible to us, which both Senator Reid and Heller were. So I think from our perspective, we're worried about that.
Mary, your biggest surprise last night?
Oh, good grief. I think it became fascinating because it tracked a lot of our polling and a lot of our information and stuff. But it was how Barbara Sagavsky almost lost, then came back and appears to have won. I mean, we still had 600 votes this morning that weren't counted, but that's not really enough. And then Wes Duncan came pretty close. And that is probably the only race in the state of Nevada that an IAP made the difference. I mean, Wes Duncan would have won the race if we hadn't had the IAP, but you have the right to have an alternate candidate in there. But it was interesting to note the Republican crossover votes in Northern Nevada. Uh-huh. Like Jill Dickman loses by a ton, but it was Republican crossover to Skip Daley. And it was women crossing over to vote for a man. So, I mean, by the time all the data is analyzed and by the time we really get to this election, there's a coyote somewhere because it's fascinating and it's interesting. And then this morning, listening to Nancy Pelosi, and she's talking about their external allies and how their external allies pulled them over the finish line, which means the various on-the-ground groups, Culinary's Plan, Planned Parenthood. I don't even know all of the names, but Republicans are too busy fighting Republicans, mm-hmm. and one of these days they're going to discover they have to have a party. And they have to work together.
But don't you think that they were actually the best organized they've been in years Absolutely. This time around?
Not just no, but heavens no. I cleaned it up for television, okay. Sam. No, they didn't do anything. They didn't, you know, I got campaign fundraising from everybody. You know, my last text was actually Claire McCaskill. And the second to the last text were the Republicans going, oh, we need to get out the vote. Can we get money for you for the party? No, the party doesn't exist. You had external people doing that job that the party should have done.
Yeah, that's absolutely
their
true.
Whole thing that they were trying to accomplish was saving Dean Heller. They lost that by a big time margin. So.
But Dean Heller did have the most robust field and ground game I've seen from the Republicans in a long time, and that came out of the national.
But that wasn't the party.
It was the national party that funded.
Talking.
Right, it wasn't the local. That yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm talking.
That's
state,
been an obsession for a while, but
yeah.
No, the national party came in and put in a huge.
Oh
ground,
yeah, national party game. Did good. Local,
but
yeah,
the,
they did. Good. The national party did very good. It
right.
was the state party. At least in the state
right.
of Nevada, that did not do well.
Right.
We don't but, have a state party.
Well, you have what is allegedly a state party, and then you have Mike Slanker's organization. So those have been the two organizations over the years, no?
No, you also got the Chris Carr people and stuff that are back in D.C. now organizing for the presidential election, but they had people on the ground that were doing things too.
All right, so
the progressives have been coordinating their ground games and their election work on the independent expenditure side for many cycles, and mm-hmm. did a fantastic job. Our folks from Planned Parenthood knocked on 30,000 doors, 6,000 calls. You know, really made a difference. The surprises for me. We were, you know, after the last election night, you know, you couldn't rely on the polls or anything. So, you know, we were always worried and working very hard to get Jackie Rosen and Steve Sisolak across the finish line for the Planned Parenthood side. But I would say the big shifts, titanic shifts in the electorate are women in the last presidential election went 10% for Republicans. And in this election, it's looking like, or 10% against Republicans. This election, it's looking like they went 20%, 20 points against Republicans. So that's huge. And I think that is directly at the feet of Donald Trump and the Me Too movement. And suburban voters have been leaving Republicans, and a lot of these congressional districts that were lost because suburban voters said, you know, these are not the issues we're concerned about. And even Paul Ryan was urging the president to talk about the economy, which 80% of voters think is going great, but at the same time they think the country is going the wrong direction. It, you know, Trump made it a referendum on himself, and it was, and that's why he lost all these suburban voters. And that, for long-term prospects, is very bad for the Republican Party.
Okay, so Marcia, you're the closest to the ground here. Is this the same thing you're hearing?
Yes, very similar to what I'm hearing. And, you know, I don't work directly with the Republican Party in the state of Nevada, so I have heard a lot of feedback from a number of people that the Republican Party is just not, it's so divided, it's so divided that it's divisive amongst itself, that you've got the right-wing people, there's still a huge crowd of those people, and then you've got people who are on the anti-Trump Republicans who are just sick of Trump and his constantly not knowing when to shut his mouth problem. And then you've got those mainstream people that say, We have to elect Republicans regardless of what, but that group is getting smaller and smaller all the time because people are falling out of that and becoming one of these two people on the side. And I think you really see that in the state of Nevada.
Mary, you know, you're so close to the business community. Obviously, the business community is very happy with the economy and the tax reforms that have come from the president. So why do you agree with Marcia's explanation here? And if so, why is the business community not responding in a greater way?
Well, I think that I agree with Marcia, and the business community are still voters and everything else too. And the economy is going great. And if you're not feeling any pain, that wasn't the issue. Healthcare was the issue. And something Pelosi said today is they created their own environment because they knew they had to create something to run on. But the business community is bipartisan. You know, I mean, we were talking today. I mean, you know, Retail Association represents businesses. Some of our members are this way. Some of our members are that and stuff. It's not a contract lobbying firm, so no insult to any of our peers at the legislature. But when you're talking business, you're trying to get the best business climate. But you're also trying to get a fair and balanced business climate. You know, so, I mean, we have been at the table, you know, with people and at the table against people because it's trying to nurture and maintain that growth. Now, nationally, they seem to have come to an agreement that we're going to start looking at infrastructure this time, which will be more jobs and stuff. So we'll see where that goes. Sandoval was very helpful for Sisolak to get elected, so the transition should be smooth.
And I'm sure he's going to be delighted to hear that.
Hey, he put it out there. He did the congratulations this morning, and by the no endorsement bit, but offering to share numbers with Sisolak, but withholding from Laxalt. I mean, you know, I mean, it is what it is, and that's okay. Let's see what happens. I mean, Sisolak, okay, a telemarketer, so you've got that little stigma, but he ran a business, so let's see. Do they want to destroy business in Nevada? I don't think so.
Well, it seems to me that telemarketer part is a long way back in the past.
Well, it was, and that was, you know, I think the most onerous part of that bill way back when in the past was for NASDAQ, you know, where Penny's and Sears couldn't, and that's long gone, and, you know, that's all changed.
Right.
And he's no longer doing that either. But he did have a business background, you know, and we'll see. I mean, it's like anything else, you know, quoting Bill Raggio. He's our governor.
All right, let's take a break. More with our PowerPundit panel when we come back.
Mm-hmm. Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel here as we discuss the election results. Alyssa Cafferata is here, Mary Lau, and Marcia Birkbigler. Mary, jump into the governor's race. Why do you think it came out the way it did? Was it the huge emphasis on pro and con family sides in the Laxalt campaign. Do you think that that was a brutal knife at the end?
I don't really think so, because that had been aired before for the AG's race and stuff. Now, it was nasty, it was out of line, and, you know, I mean, I like to comment that Marcia made when we were off the air that it's turned into sort of like a brutal society or mean society or whatever you want to term it as and things. But at the same time, you had the Goodmans come out in favor, and you had Dee McGuinn come out in favor, and they tried to counter it, but, you know, you don't want to see that. People don't want to see family issues and family problems aired publicly. So I don't know if it helped or hurt. You know, I think the ground game, the GOTV, the activism and everything else, the numbers were staggering. And when you had the crossover bid, and then between Republican and Democrat and the women voters, and then you had, certain people up north and things that were protesting Laxalt because he didn't do what they thought he should do when it was a California case to begin with and stuff like this. There was just too much there. And I think a little bit of it was a pushback on the lieutenant governor's race, and because of the commerce tax, which some people are still upset about. Uh-huh. But it's like, at some point in time, you have to start looking for the highest and best good. You have to start looking with people and working with them and looking forward to helping them. And if you've got an opinion against it, talk to them. I mean, like, I think a very strong legislator out there is Ivana Cancilla. Now, how Democrat can you get? She's amazing. And she's great to work with. She's a policy wonk, and she's there. You know, you're not going to talk, you know, ignore because she's a woman. You're not going to ignore because she's culinary. You're going to work with her because she's out for the highest and best good.
And she's been very impressive, I must say, on her appearances on
this
program.
Oh, she's
amazing. She has. Really, she's very bright.
Okay, so your thoughts on the governor's race and why it came out the way it did.
Oh, I agree with Mary. I think that a lot of it was just the desire to, the strong group of people who are out there really pushing for a Democrat. But I'm sort of disappointed in the Laxalt campaign because I don't think Laxalt himself ever asked the people to vote for him. I never saw a commercial where he was standing in front of the camera saying, this is who I am, this is what I want to do for Nevada, and I'm asking for your vote. And I think the people in America like that. I know the people in Northern Nevada like that. They want to hear what you personally have to say about what you are going to do for the state. Not about your track record of past necessarily, but where you're going to take the state in the future. And so I think that was part of it. But I also think that there was a lot of dirt left over from the fact that he didn't get along necessarily with Sandoval when Sandoval was governor. And some of the things Sandoval did, he didn't do and he didn't agree with, and he would go the other way. And I think that angered some people, some of the Republicans who really like Sandoval. But I agree, the thing that amazed me the most was the crossover voting of Republicans voting for Democrats. And I think that's really what hurt him.
Alisa?
I think we're going to see that two groups in particular, Laxalt's policy stances really hurt him with. One was Latino voters and, you know, his stances on immigration and aligning with Trump. That sort of hurt him. And you know, those were the crossover voters because mm-hmm. they voted for Sandoval. But based on his positions, I think we'll see they didn't vote for Laxalt and women. And I think you can see that the first commercial out of the gate for Sisolak was about Planned Parenthood and women's health care. And Laxalt has made no bones about limiting choice and limiting women's access, not supporting the Medicaid expansion. And so I think you're going to see that a lot of women help shore up Sisolak as well. And it's sort of the recipe that Nancy Pelosi was talking about and you were talking mm-hmm. about. You have to say what you're going to do for Nevada. And Laxalt's answers were pretty vague, like, I'm going to get rid of the commerce tax, but spend more on education. Like, how do you do that? Mm-hmm. Not that it's impossible, but you have to have some kind of plan, and that was never articulated.
All right, let's take a break. We've got another segment here with our great panel right after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our great Power Pundit panel here discussing the election cycle. And we have Marcia Birkbigler here, Mary Lau, and Elisa Cafferata. What do you think in terms, and we discussed this a little bit in the last segment, of candidates who have just avoided the media? They won't sit down and come on a program like this where they get, you know, 18, 19 minutes of conversation, mm-hmm. which you would think would be good for them to get their philosophies out there. And this has happened on both sides. It's not Republican or Democrats.
No, it
seems to be both. It didn't seem to hurt Aaron Ford, but it certainly seemed to have hurt Adam Laxalt.
I don't understand why people don't want to shine the light of day on what their positions are.
By the way, and you know, I've got to mention that, you know, Marcia has been on the county commission. She's on this program whenever we invite her, and she will answer any question about anything. So right. We appreciate your candor.
Well, thank you. I that's what I said. I don't understand why people don't want to shine the light of day on their positions. If you have a position that you think your voters, the people who are going to support you, are not going to like, then maybe you need to revisit why you're doing that. I do, you know, there's no question that I do things that people don't like, because I look at the greater good, what is going to be the best thing for the county, not just for my district, but for the county. And sometimes I'm always going to make somebody unhappy, because trust me, there's at least two sides to every issue. And I don't understand elected officials or people who are running for office who don't take the opportunity to sit with the media. People say to me, oh, you're going to be on Sam's show. Well, you know, he's going to ask you questions about this. I said, Sam's never stabbed me in the back, neither has anybody else. And frankly, the media in Nevada, in Northern Nevada, is very kind to me. And I think it's because I'm always open to talk to them.
You know, I think one of the things is that if you answer the questions, then people know where you stand.
That's right.
And therefore, there's not a fight. Bob Seda told me that decades ago.
Well, and the good point is it gives you an opportunity. If you say, my opinion is this, and you get a majority of voters, you know, calling you up going, you're wrong, yeah. You know, we want you to look at it this way, you've sort of vetted an issue openly and transparently, mm-hmm. and then you can move on, or you also get the chance to turn around and say, what people don't understand is, I'm moving in this direction because these are the hidden traps underneath.
Right.
So avoiding the media is difficult at best. It's kind of silly at worst, but it's also an opportunity lost. Now, if you've got a biased media, and some of the questions are going to be nasty. I'm not sure how that needs to be handled. I mean, you know, the fight with Acosta this morning was rather interesting because he was being a butt, and then he brought out the best in everybody, you know, both of them. So here we go again. I mean, it's actually part of transparency, and no, they're not the fourth branch of government.
Okay, but isn't the whole secret to being media savvy is that you answer the question you want to answer, not the question you were necessarily
Absolutely.
Asked?
That's what you're telling
me. That's exactly right.
Know,
that's
the trick is to control the situation, and if you're not smart, you know, I just wait for people to breathe because at a certain point they have to take a breath. I can jump in with my question or comment, but that's the reality.
Yeah, but if they're good, they'll say, yeah, you're right. As I was saying,
exactly.
Yes.
exactly.
Now that I've got my breath, I'm going to tell you what I want to say.
But at least show up. You're right. Fine. Exactly. You got about 30 seconds.
I think there's a, you know, I think from some consultants, there's the idea that you can sort of, you know, have it both ways if you don't get out there on the record. But with the you know, everybody has a camera in their pocket, there's whatever you say in whatever forum is going to be out there.
Absolutely.
And it's a mistake not to come on to these shows and have your full say, because in 19 minutes you can explain why you said something.
Right. And if the sad
you got
thing is
in
there are so
thing.
Few of these type of forums
right.
available these days
yeah.
that you would think that people would be lining up. But
well, it's insulting to your voters. If
I
you
think
can't
so.
Answer
That's
questions
absolutely.
And you can't
That's
face
what I think.
A camera, how are you going to face a voter?
Right. Or run the government.
Or around the government.
And that's where we have to. Thank you all very much. This was terrific.
You're very welcome.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, another great panel discussing the election results with James Smack, Chase Whittemore, and Mylon Hawkins. We'll see you on the next broadcast.